This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Oh. Well, hello out there, everybody. It's Saturday, and Saturday, you know what time it is. It is time for 7-5 Radio with myself, and Heather McBride is on the show tonight because Scoop has decided to do an admirable thing, is spend a couple of weeks with his parents. And that's just absolutely wonderful. I wish I could do that. But anybody out there, go spend time with parents. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, I'm doing okay this week. Scoop called me yesterday and said that he was taking some time off. And our one of our favorite people in our little family, Heather McBride, is here again. And she's going to be covering for Scoop. Or me, or I don't know, it's covering for one of us. And she is on the air with her. How's Heather doing these days?
Oh, well, hi, Walt. Thank you for the very warm welcome. And I agree with you that time with family, you just got to do it. Don't think about work. Mm-hmm. Just step away. Enjoy the time. You'll never get it back. And I'm so psyched that, you know, in Scoop's stead that I get to hang with you for a little bit. If I can keep up, oh, I don't know. I could never fill these shoes, but I can try.
I think you've done just fine with us when you were on the air, on the show previously. And I think you'll do just absolutely wonderful the next few 3 weeks. It's been a lot, you know, I like to let Scoop take the lead, all the time. And, cause he's got a better voice than I do. You know, I live down here in Tennessee and the people down here tell me I have an accent. Okay. And I tell them, no. We won the war. You have an accent. But then when I go see my friends and family in New York, they also tell me I have an accent, that I got to start watching gangster movies to get my accent back. Now, I mean, I don't hear it. I fight, you know, in the South, they have the Southern sayings that they use. And I fight like hell not to use them. I do pretty good. You know, when they say, oh, bless your heart down here, you know, they're really, you know, somebody's really calling you a butthole or what's wrong with you, stupid. that's one that I don't mind saying, you know, in an example such as this, but I don't say that to people. I mean, you know, if I'm going to say that, I might as well just say you're a butthole, you know, you're a stupid idiot. And people actually get offended by that, but they don't get offended by somebody telling them to bless their heart. So, you know, it's, you know, I fight the Southern drawl, you know, when I'm in New York, and I fight the Northern drawl, you know, I try not to fight the Northern drawl, but, you know, people ask me, you know, when I start talking to them in conversation down here, they ask me, where are you from? I tell them Chattanooga. Yeah. Because I live in the Chattanooga area now. So,
how long have you been there?
I don't notice it. Oh, moved down here in 98. I've been down here 25 years.
Some people in Southern culture.
Yeah, I've gotten to learn Southern culture quite a bit more than what I knew before, before moving down here. You know, life is a lot slower down here. You know, things are a little bit cheaper down here. I live in Tennessee, So there's no federal income tax taken out of your, I mean, no state tax, rather, taken out of your check, which a lot of Yankees are coming down here, and this is where they're investing, you know, in retirement.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, I promise that. I don't tell any of my friends to come down here and invest. I want to stay, you know, away from where I am. You know, they ask me, they always, you know, the winters here are pretty mild. You know, we get, you know, below 10 degrees. It hits below zero once or twice. But relatively, the winters down where I am here, you know, aren't bad compared to New York. I mean, you know, I love the snow, but I sure as hell don't miss it, you know. But I tell, when people ask me, well, how's the weather down there? I says, oh, the winters suck. You might as well just stay in New York. So I haven't brought any
keep telling them
Yankees
that.
Down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Smart.
I do. I tell them, you know, go to Florida if you want nice weather. Go down there, you know, go to God's waiting room, you know, go down there. You know, do what you got to do. But, I tell them, Tennessee is no place for you people. And I'm a culturalist.
Fair.
I've been a culturalist. And, you know, and I it's not that I have to accept, you know, the way anybody is, any culture is. But I'm an adaptable guy. You know, I've been told, you know, I go to flea markets. I like to go to flea markets. And I was looking for hinges for my barn door. And I found this old nice set of hinges in the flea market. And I says to the guy, how much are these? And he says, well, they're $20. And I already know they're like $5 at Lowe's, you know? And I told him, I says, you know, they're like $5 at Lowe's. He says, well, then take your damn Yankee ass down to Lowe's and buy them. So you know, I've been told that a couple times. But, you know, it's not that I'm trying to be facetious or mean or anything. You know, there's people still down here fighting the Civil War. And, you know, oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? But I enjoy living here. I like, you know, this is some place where you could pee off the porch if you want to. And, you know, I don't have any neighbors. I live in a forest. And I think my closest neighbors are seven little guys and a hot brunette that live, you know, in the woods over here. I hear them at night, but
I don't see anything you need to complain about. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
No reason for me to complain. I was a smart one. I left New York, you know, 25 years ago. So, you know, the people are just figuring that out now.
I feel like I'm right behind you. I'll move south soon enough. What? Yeah, I can't take it in New Jersey much longer.
Well, you know, even traveling, I'm about 2 hours away from Nashville. Okay, I'd go to Nashville to watch a movie, and then drive home. In New York.
Wow.
You know, people drive to the Catskills, you know, 100 miles. They got to stay there 3 days before they drive home. So, you know, traveling down here is easy. All right. We're headed for our first break, and, everybody. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Yayo in the Casa de Blanco.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right. Coming into our second segment here, we are with Heather and the rest of our crew. And although, you know, we try to monitor each other on what we say on the radio, and we try to keep it, you know, clean. But one thing you can count on here at 7-5 is that we do our homework as best we can, and we will not just make stuff up. And when we start talking about this next topic, we're not making it up. You don't have to make up stuff. It falls right into everybody's lap. You know, every week it was something. When Donald Trump was in office, every week it was something different. And they looked to hang this guy. Doesn't matter where he was, where he wasn't, where he was supposed to be, where we thought he was. It always landed in his lap. And with the Biden family here, every week it's something else. Every week is something else. Whether Joe is sniffing some girl's ear or hair, or, you know, touching her shoulders, and you know that's creepy enough, but, you know, now we got Hunter's laptop has been on the subject, you know, for almost three and a half years now. And let's move to this little place in the White House, what they call the West Executive Entrance. Now, earlier this week, a Secret Service agent found it's a bag of cocaine. They're calling it the illicit drug. Were found and discovered by a member of the Secret Service last Sunday. And, well, first they said it was in a library where there was access to a lot of people, and now they moved it over to the executive entrance, the West Executive Entrance. Now, they're looking at camera footage. They're telling us that the Bidens weren't there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but you can be sure as heck that Mr. Biden got a phone call Sunday after this was found. And that's just protocol. I mean, that's, guy lives there, you know, it's his residence. If the Secret Service, you know, came into my house and found a bag of cocaine, you know, on my kitchen table, and I say, well, I had a party here all the other night and somebody must have left it here. Okay, well, now they're going to want a list. Well, I'm not going to give you a list of people that are at my party because I don't know who brought it here. Well, guess who goes to jail? Guess who gets placed in handcuffs, taken away? The residents of the house, of the, you know, the resident who has control of this house. In this case, it's been 7 days since this was found, and they don't have any suspects. First, they gave us a wrong location. Now it's supposed to be in the West Executive Entrance. Now, how many people come in the executive entrance? And who comes in?
Right.
Nobody's bringing that list forward. Who? Of course, you know, there's cameras everywhere. So, you know, there's cameras in and out going to the West Executive Entrance. You know, I'm guessing whoever it was saw that somebody was going to get searched or they had the dogs out there and they dumped it. I mean, that's what anybody would do, you know, that was involved in any kind of stuff like that. You know, that's my guess. You know, it could have been Hunter. You know, it could have been Jill. They would have saw Joe do it because he does everything so slow. They would have saw him a mile away if he dumped it. Kamala, you know, she said out loud that she indulged when she was younger. Well, then again, so did George Bush. I don't think it's been in there since 2008 when George Bush left. Or even Clinton, you know, Clinton said he puffed on the wacky weed, but he didn't inhale. You know, we've had some, and that's okay. You know, that's fine. But I don't think it's been there since the Bush administration. Who brought it in?
Fair.
Well, it had to be somebody. Huh?
Yes. Well, the two things that come to mind for me are, one, not that the documents found at Mar-a-Lago are the same thing, but boy, do they love to say that no one is above the law. And yet,
yep,
I'm already seeing them sweep this under the rug. But my other thought is, so I have a child in college in Washington, D.C. I have family there. I'm there all the time. And one thing I really noticed is every time I visit D.C., a few weeks later, I get red light cameras, speed cameras. I get so many citations from short visits to D.C. They are all over me. Sometimes I get citations for the same, like, I'll get a speeding notification from a camera 5 minutes apart, and so I'll pay one, and then I'll let them know, you know, look, I paid one. Are you going to really ding me for two? I think that's double jeopardy. My point is, they're really good at finding what you're up to in D.C., and yet anything that seems to go down in D.C. on the left, like, say, the Supreme Court leaker who leaked the Dobbs decision, or, you know, this investigation into where that cocaine came from in private areas of the White House, they don't know. And they say, we're never going to find out. That just seems a little odd to me.
Yeah. But that is par for the course. You know, like you said, you know, there's cameras everywhere. Big Brother is always, always watching. I mean, I have cameras in my car. I have cameras in my truck. I have cameras in my convertible, you know, because, you know, if they're watching me, I got to watch them. If something happens out there, you know, they're, you know, the opposition, they're, camera footage, you know, always seems to get tied up in subpoenas or gets lost, or I didn't have it on. Mine are always on. So, you know, that's how I protect, you know, myself. And the cameras in my car have saved my butt on badly written summonses by police here. And it just helps. Okay. But like you said, you know, in the White House, all of a sudden, you know, nobody sees nothing. You know, I'd like to know who's watching the camera, you know, who's watching the video. Then I want to know who's watching the watcher, who's watching the video, because it can't be just left up to, you know, a handful of people. You know, stick them in a room with all these screens and, you know, fast forward, you know, because everything, they're going to fast forward everything, you know, like 9 times faster than it normally would be if you sat there and watched, you know, 24 hours for 24 hours. You know, they're only going to watch it for 3 hours, you know, but it's going to be a fast speed. And then they'll stop every once in a while. Maybe they'll see something, you know. But, you know, if a cop is chasing somebody, okay, and it gets to court where, you know, it's a stolen car, they charge them with drugs, but they don't find any drugs because now, but I'm not bad rocking the police department. Believe me, I'm not bad rocking the police department at all. But when the cop says that I saw them throw bags of white powder out the window, but when we went back, we couldn't find the location where it was. Okay. You know, half the time the guy's going to get convicted or have to plea to, you know, a drug charge or a lesser drug charge because, you know, there's no physical drugs. Here they have the physical drugs, but they don't have somebody stashing it or dumping it or throwing it. This is supposed to end by the end of next week. The Secret Service is supposed to have a conclusion by the end of next week. And I could just see the conclusion. The conclusion is, you know, we can't conclude who did it. This is where we found it. We viewed all the tape, and we can't find who did it. We went back, you know, 10 days. Now, they're saying, like I said earlier, the Bidens weren't there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday because of the 4th of July weekend. And I get it. But that doesn't mean it wasn't put there Saturday morning, you know, by, you know, possibly Hunter or Hunter's wife or, you know, whoever he's messing around with these days. But, you know, the scrutiny needs to be with binoculars, I guess, you know, to make everything bigger, to watch that area when something was thrown, dropped, tossed, you know, however you want to put it, how it got there and how it was laying. I mean, you know, did the Secret Service guy walk over and pick it up like an idiot? Or did he secure the area, you know, call a couple of other Secret Service guys over there? Did they take pictures of its where it was, how it was? Or did they pick it up, put it in their pocket, say, look what I found? So, you know, chain of evidence is going to be crucial. All right, we're heading back to our second break. I'm here with Heather McBride. This is Walter for 75 Radio. Come on back with us.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Six people are dead after a fiery plane crash early Saturday morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. Fire crews said when they arrived, the Cessna C-550 business jet was fully engulfed in flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. The Biden administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
It's a difficult decision. It's a decision we deferred. It's a decision that required a real hard look at the potential harm to civilians.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defending the move, arguing the munitions are critical for Ukraine to defend its territory against Russian forces. The bombs are controversial as they explode, sending multiple munitions over a wide area. A Florida couple has been charged in the death of their 18-month-old daughter, who died in a hot car. According to prosecutors, the parents left the baby girl strapped in her car seat after returning home from a 4th of July party. The investigation revealed that both Joel and Jasmine Rondon tested positive for marijuana and alcohol, while Joel also tested positive for methamphetamine. Both individuals are facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child. Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix says could rival some of the worst heat waves this area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix, they either love it or hate it.
I think it's yucky. I'm glad I work inside.
I enjoy coming out here and getting a sweat.
Excessive heat is expected for at least another week in Phoenix. SpaceX successfully launched another set of 48 Starlink satellites into orbit using a Falcon 9 rocket. The launch took place Friday afternoon at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. With this launch, SpaceX has now deployed over 4,700 Starlink satellites. This is USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 813-6441. That's 800-413-6441.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, everybody, we are back here at 7-5 Radio. I'm Walter Yerke, your host, I guess, the host with the most, and with Heather McBride, the co-hostess with the mostest. We're discussing the cocaine found in... we're talking about the cocaine that was found by the Secret Service agent in the White House at the executive entrance. Now, it's also the West executive exit, you know, so we don't know if it was on the way in or the way out. You know, we just don't know yet. They're going over videos and such like that, but it's been confirmed it's cocaine. Doesn't say how much. You know, I doubt if it's a kilo, you know. My experience with cocaine, you know, it could have been, eighth of a gram, you know, not an eighth of a gram. What is it? Eighth of an ounce. What do they call that? An eight ball on the street, small eight, something like that. Or, you know, they sell it by the grams. So, you know, who knows? But, you know, we're talking about, you know, people who got money, who have money. Most of the people that walk through the executive entrance, you know, are millionaires. Most of which are also civil servants. They work for us. It's amazing how that flipped. And, you know, it could be any one of them. This is what I recommend. You know, if it's found, obviously somebody's using it. You drug test everybody. Everybody. Lock the doors, start passing out cups, and everybody go in. And, you know, fill up give me a specimen, you know, give it to me and do that route. I don't know what the drug testing policies are for anybody who works in the White House. I suspect that there are provisions in place, but I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're random. I don't know if they say, hey, Judy, we're going to drug test you a week from Thursday. You know, I don't know what it would be. So I would like a little more information on that. I tried to find stuff like that. You know, with the drug situation out there, I mean, almost every workplace in our country has a drug program for testing, also for assistance. Even the New York City Police Department has. But you can't tell them that you're using drugs, obviously. If you have, a substance abuse problem, you know, you just go to the desk, turn in your gun and your shield, ask for a 30-day suspension. I'm unfit for duty, and they send you to the farm to dry out. Well, that's the way it was when I was on the job. And, I mean, I never did that. I never had to. But that's the way they do it in the police department. In the 80s. There was a lot of cops doing drugs back then. I've seen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Evan.
But that of course is to, it looks like what you're talking about is the goal to get clean in all of these blue mm-hmm. cities. And I know even the federal government has paid for little crack kits for addicts
mm-hmm.
where they have chapstick and syringes and pipes so that people can continue to continue their drug activity with just mm-hmm. extra apparatus. And I think we would both agree. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think we would both agree. Any whoever's using the cocaine, we want the best for them. If they need the help, we want them to get the help, but this administration has been unforgiving every step of the way against anyone who didn't agree with them on any topic. Right? Parents who go to school board meetings, for example, were going to be classified as potential domestic terrorists. So it's hard to stomach this idea that they're pretending they'll never figure out to whom the cocaine belonged. It just doesn't make any sense.
And, you know, that, you know, you hit it on the head. If it's somebody that is, how can I say? Well, I'll just say it. If it's somebody on the right that comes up dirty, they're going to say it's his or hers. Or if it's not his or hers, it could have been. But since they drug tested and failed, you know, of course, they're going to be taken out of service, so to speak. But if it's somebody who comes back dirty and, you know, and they go to the left party and say it's so-and-so's daughter or so-and-so's son, you know, a senator's son or family or a governor's son or family or such, they're going to say it was inconclusive. We don't know who did it.
Fair.
You know,
absolutely.
The way you know the left is running the show, everything is open. It doesn't matter if you did it or not. If you're on the opposite side, like you just said, Heather, if you're on the opposite side, you're gonna get hung out to dry, in one way or another. And you know, if you're on the good side, you know, on their side, you know, you'll get a stern talking to. You might get, you know, suspended, or you might get transferred, but they're not going to make a big deal out of it because they're going to say they don't know whose it is. But, you know, come on, cocaine in the White House. You know, our White House is the laughingstock of the world, you know, as it's been the past 3 years almost. And this is just another worldwide embarrassment. And the way that girl, what's her name, Karine Jean-Pierre,
Jean-Pierre.
Is press secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how she goes about things. You know, I'd rather have the ugly girl back saying we're going to circle back to that cocaine later on. You know, Zuckerberg's twin sister.
And having had a job like that, where you know, having worked as a press secretary, you have to go back and forth with who you're working for. So for your listeners who don't know, I used to work as Andrew Giuliani's press secretary for his gubernatorial campaign. And as issues came up, a discussion had to be had. And so, of course, when you're dealing with oppositional media, which is, of course, what you're always dealing with as a Republican, we wanted to give reporters as little as we needed to, because we knew they would manipulate whatever we had to say. But in the Biden White House, they don't have that problem. They really have reporters who are doing everything they can to protect them. And so for Karine Jean-Pierre not to even be able to provide anything or even, I don't know that she's advocating to say, I need to have a credible relationship with these reporters. I need to be able to give them something. What can we give them? I don't know that she's asking those questions. I think she's kind of happy to be standing up there and stonewalling, which is concerning, because that really, if the trust in American politics and government right now is at an all-time low, which it is, this would be why, because we're not getting any answers.
Yeah, sure. There's no communication. During Trump's years, it was that Acosta, whatever the heck his name was, Acosta, was digging into Mr.
Yes.
Trump every day. Now there's Peter Ducey, you know, from Fox News, you know, doing it every day. So, you know, to me, that's like a joke. It's a game. I don't much care for the press to begin with. I'm not a big press fan, because they turn it and twist it and say what they want. And it's such a long procedure to, let's say, prosecute, you know, something, you know, that they said wrong or inappropriate about you, that it's just not worth to go after. It's just, you know, ignore it and move on. And the same thing here. You know, they ask the questions and she ignores it. Jean-Pierre ignores it. She'll say, I spoke about this, you know, 2 days ago. I'm not going to keep repeating myself. Next question. You know, sometimes you need a clarification if she's going to say the same thing twice or move away from what her statements were, you know, 2 days ago. And I could just see her in the Oval Office before she goes on stage, you know, just block, news block, block them. All right, we're headed into our final break of the evening, and we will be back after these commercials.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. It's Saturday night. It's right now it's about 9:45 Central Time. And I'm not going to figure out what time zone you're in because that hour just screws me up. I live close enough to the timeline between East and Central. Okay, I mean close enough where in the East it's 9:30. Okay, and the sun is just going down. And I'm just on the other side in Central where it's 8:30 and it's getting dark. So, you know, I lose an hour because I'm 15 minutes away from the timeline. It's odd. I mean, if, you know, when I lived further west of Chattanooga, I used to live about an hour from Chattanooga. I would leave at... say I was out, you know, with some friends and we were at a club. I'd leave the place at midnight. I'd home at 10 to 12. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, it's midnight.
So it's like you're a time traveler.
I, Yeah, I get home 10 minutes before I left, you know, so anyway.
It's a little bit magical.
It just confuses the heck out of me. And forget about it when we got to do that, the time change, daylight savings time every 6 months. I hope we get rid of that. I hope we get rid of it. But that's neither here nor there right now in this conversation.
Yeah.
All right, getting back to it. You know, if they wanted to know if this stuff that they found was cocaine, they should have just brought it to Hunter and let Hunter sniff it and let him tell us if it was good stuff or not.
Maybe they should.
Yeah. And maybe they should give a little to Creepy Joe.
Yeah.
You know, it might wake him up a little bit. Because, the guy is just hurting. Looks like he's on downers instead of anything else.
But, don't you want to know? Do you want to know what they're giving him? You know, they never have anything too early. No events are too early or too late. And they pump him up with, and I'd love to know what. What is it? Is it stronger than my morning coffee? Can I get some?
I wish it would be for him. I wish it would be him because he talks really, really, badly. He speaks very badly. His emotions, his motor skills are diminishing. Even when he was just a candidate, he introduced his sister as his wife and his wife as his sister because he forgot which side they were on, and he was standing right next to him. So, it's just the man is just we're still 18, 19 months away from a possible new presidency. And, when I talk to some of my friends and some of my friends are on the left and we try not to talk about politics and stuff, and I don't hold it up against anybody, what their political beliefs are, but all I get is, well, would you rather have Orange Man back? Well, that's not the point.
No,
it's not. And I would say to them, well, if it wasn't Orange Man, okay, if it's not Orange Man, would you still want Biden in the White House? A year ago, gas down here was, $4.50 a gallon. And now they made a big deal out of it being $3.20. But 4 years ago, it was $1.12. In some places down here, it was 99 cents. Why? I mean, just based on that and the food. I walk into the supermarket and the prices are, I don't know how families who aren't set up or who are living paycheck to paycheck, I don't know how they're eating and staying healthy.
Dude, I have four children and one of them is a 14-year-old boy who eats 2 to 3 dinners. So yeah, we're noticing grocery prices skyrocketing. Yes. Was Orange Man so offensive that you would sacrifice affordable groceries and affordable gas, employment rates that are decent, not having a border that is completely porous? To what degree was Orange Man so horrific? I'd love to know.
Look, the guy's been a businessman all his life. He's had, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. We all know this, but he has a certain thing that I agree with, which is caring for people and the people of this nation, all 350 million of us. And it didn't matter to him.
Thank you. former sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net. In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with... This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.